Do you think Australian culinary tastes have changed over the last few decades? These days, you may see kangaroo, camel, or croc on the menu alongside chicken and beef. Would you ever try bison?
Chew Tuesday.
Let's have a look at this on Chew Tuesday this morning. A Hunter Valley couple has started farming bison. There aren't many bison farmers in the country, so why did they take it on? And what does bison actually taste like? Let's find out with Sarah Jane Dunford, who's here to tell you all about it. G'day, Sarah Jane.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Okay. Why bison? Why did you start getting into this?
Oh, years ago when I was quite young, I was watching Dances with Wolves and fell in love with them.
Wanted to eat them.
The only thing that was closest to me with bison was our family used to go to the Lone Star. There was a stuffed one on the wall and I used to stare at it when I was really little and just think it's so beautiful. And when we bought a farm a couple of years ago, we've got a small hobby farm in Maitland, we thought, what are we going to do on the farm? We thought cattle. But then we thought something more interesting that has a higher yield per kilo. And so as soon as I found out that there were bison in Australia, I jumped at the chance.
Okay. Firstly, what are we talking about here? Are they the same as buffalo? How do they relate to cows?
Completely different species. If you go back, I don't know how many hundreds of years, or they are related, but no, completely different.
Okay. And are they the same as buffalo?
No.
Okay. So they do. So what are bison?
They're those American fluffy things, not fluffy things, hairy things that are in the movies, in those 1800s movies that walk the plains on America.
So there used to be a bazillion of them in the United States. There were herds of thousands and thousands of them. Now they're much smaller in number.
Yeah, so they got down to about 300.
Yeah.
I think there were like 300 million.
Yeah.
And they realised that they'd almost been wiped out and then put a program in place to try and save them. So they've now got about 500,000, and the Bison Association are trying to get up to 1 million.
Okay, so you're not quite up to 1 million yet.
No.
How many do you have?
We got our first mini herd or micro herd back in December. So we've started with 4. The difficulties that we've got is you can't import them, you can't import their meat. So relying on other farmers in Australia, there's about 500 head in Australia. So we bought them from a farm up at Casino and got them trucked down. So we're expecting some little calves in November, which we're really excited about. But eventually we want to end up with about 50 over the next couple of years and start selling their meat.
Why can't you import their meat? Or them? Where do they come from if you can't import them? Did we import them at some stage in the past and that's it?
Yeah, and then they closed the borders.
Okay.
I know that the government are a little bit worried about disease, but they've never had foot and mouth disease or mad cow or anything like that, but it's just an unknown and the government hasn't really researched it and they don't want to.
Mm.
So we did look very strongly into trying that avenue, but it was shut down.
So you've just got to breed them up. But how good are they at breeding?
Really good.
They're okay. So that shouldn't pose a problem for you. And I suppose the lack of import will ultimately be a help to you because you don't have that competition.
Yeah, there's nothing really out there. There are a couple of farmers that are selling small amounts of meat, but there's no big commercial farmers anywhere.
Okay, so let's get into the taste. Well, firstly, what are you feeding them? I'm gathering on a relatively small farm. You'd have to be feeding them grain, wouldn't you?
No, stick grass.
They're grass-fed. Wouldn't you need huge tracts of land to have grass-fed bison?
It's deceiving. Although they're quite large animals, they eat less per acre than cows.
Okay.
So we get a lot of visitors feeding them carrots and apples through the fence. So they're very spoiled.
All right. So what does it taste like? What is it like?
Well, I'm not someone that eats healthy just because it's healthy. It needs to taste good as well. And if there was bison on the menu and beef, I'd choose bison every time. It's succulent, it's mouth-watering, it doesn't taste gamey, it's like a sweet steak. And my husband and I are really big meat eaters, and it's by far the best meat we've ever tasted.
The yummy thing in meat is the fat, so is this fatty meat?
No, it's not, which is really quite amazing. So if you compare, for example, the saturated fat, beef compared to bison, it's almost half. So 6 grams for beef, 3.5 grams for bison. If you look at, for example, a steak, 100 grams beef versus bison, beef has 4.49 grams of total fat. Bison has 1.3, the same as kangaroo.
Mm-hmm. Is it expensive to buy compared to normal beef?
Yes, because there's not much of it around.
Yeah. How much more expensive?
Well, it depends on who's selling it. In America, because there's a lot more, it's a lot cheaper, but from the farm gate up to about $45 a kilo.
With all these advantages that you're talking about, why don't we have more bison? If they eat less grass, surely in time, particularly in times of drought, that's a hugely attractive thing.
Good question. The infrastructure. So that's something that really put us off when we first looked into it, but we thought we're young at farming. We've got the decades ahead of us to set the infrastructure up. They run at 65 kilometres an hour and they can jump 2 metres from standing.
Oh.
So we needed really high fences and strong electric hot wires.
They can jump 2 metres from standing.
Yes.
I can't. They're huge. Are they as big as, or I'm imagining a cow, a woolly, hairy cow that can jump 2 meters from standing. Is that roughly a good comparison?
No, they're much bigger than cows.
They're bigger than cows.
Yes.
And they can jump 2 meters from standing. So what do you need? Go back to what you need to keep them in.
Well, if their nose can touch it, they can jump it. So imagine a bison that's nose can reach 2 metres. So they can get quite big and amazing. And our bull, whenever anybody gets up close and personal to him, they're all in awe of how magnificent he looks because he's so huge and he's not even fully grown yet.
Okay. Has he got a name? What's his name?
Tatanka, which is American Indian for bison.
So okay. Yeah. So again, coming back to the fences, you'd need like Alcatraz to keep them in.
Usually they will stay in if you've got food and water for them. But you do need hot wire. So we've got 8 strings that are 6 foot high and then 2 strings of hot wire.
Okay. All right.
The thing that puts a lot of people off is the infrastructure with
Yes, because they can run fast and jump high.
Yep.
That's astonishing. I'm still blown away. So you grow these four, you're looking for calves, you then have, you know, 6, 8, whatever, and at some stage you have to start sending them off to the butchery. So is that your next problem, is how the abattoirs and the infrastructure for actually processing their meat?
Yeah, so the problem with the abattoirs is you've got to pay for the whole line to be washed, put the bison through the abattoir and then wash the line again. So it's quite an expensive process. So we worked with some of the politicians to try and get the laws changed so that we can use mobile abattoirs previously, mobile abattoirs in New South Wales specifically could only be used for it had to be, you couldn't use it for exotic animals, so we couldn't use it for bison. But we recently got a letter allowing us to be able to do that, which has really changed the game for us when we do get to that process.
Okay. Well, it'll be fascinating to see how long it takes before we can order it on our menus. Can we do it at the moment from other suppliers?
Yeah, so there's Sandy Valley Bison and there's Aranyani Bison Farm. They're both the two farms I'm aware of in New South Wales that do sell from their farm gate when they have them available.
Interesting. It keeps you entertained endlessly by the sound of it, Sarah Jane.
The amount of times I've gone into the paddock and quickly ran and got through the wire because they freaked me out thinking they've looked at me, they might stampede.
Yeah. Great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul.
And best of luck. That's Sarah Jane Dunford, who is a Maitland bison farmer. Four bison in her herd, and easy to breed, yummy tasting, quite expensive because of all the reasons that she outlined to you there.